Well, a delegation of experts from the UN's nuclear watchdog will arrive in Tehran on Monday for talks over Iran's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency's chief inspector, Taro Varjaranta, and his team will travel to Iran to hold talks with officials to clarify some ambiguities. Well, the negotiations that will start on Tuesday aim to reach a conclusion over the 13 measures that Iran has taken. Iran and the group of P5 plus one ended a fourth round of nuclear talks in Vienna on Friday with no tangible progress. Tehran and the IAEA had earlier agreed upon a roadmap for cooperation over the country's nuclear program. Well, we're joined by Professor, University of Tehran, Mr. Fuad Ezadi, right here in Tehran by phone. Thank you so much for being with us, sir. Looking at now the situation we have with the IAEA, we know the recent round of talks that basically it didn't go very far in Vienna, and now we have this delegation of experts who are going to visit Tehran. Tell me the significance of their visit right now and the overall goal.
Well, as you know, Iran is talking on its nuclear program on two tracks. One track is with P5 plus one, which ended a couple of days ago, as you mentioned, in Vienna. And the other track is with the International Atomic Energy Agency. And the talks with IAEA are actually more successful because they are more in line with the practical demands that are involved with Iran's nuclear program, the technical aspects, the legal aspects. And because of this issue, the talks with IAEA experts are smoother than the political talks with P5 plus one.
Well, in general, let's look at overall progress. There are some who are becoming a lot more skeptical overall of the P5 plus one talks. And now, of course, we have the IAEA here, representatives, as you said, two tracks. Should Iranians be skeptical, or do you think there's a reason for them to be optimistic that ultimately there is going to be a final solution to this basic, what we could say, a tug of war between Iran and several Western countries?
I think the track that Iran is pursuing with IAEA is going to end up in a more promising situation because, as I said, these are technical issues, these are legal issues, and there are some measures that Iran will take and will resolve the difficulties that it has with IAEA. The problem is that within IAEA, you have the United States, you have a number of European countries that have a lot of power. And they, in the past, have not allowed the agency, IAEA, to basically give a clean bill of health to Iran's nuclear program. There has been a lot of pressure on IAEA Chief Amano to not basically approve Iran's nuclear program as a peaceful program. So the result, the situation, the sort of solution to this dilemma is for P5 plus one talks to succeed. So the political issues are resolved and then other issues will be resolved. The problem has been that the United States government, a number of European governments, have been using Iran's nuclear program as a way of pressuring Iran politically and militarily. And until they continue using Iran's nuclear program as a tool to pressure Iran, this is not going to be resolved. And the real question that we have to ask is whether the other side is ready to settle this issue based on the merits of the case, you know, instead of using it as a political tool. And what we had in Vienna a couple of days ago shows us that the United States and UK and France are not ready yet for giving up this tool to pressure Iran.
Thank you so much for being with us, Professor Fuad Ezadi from University of Tehran, right here in Tehran. We appreciate you being with us.